Voters in Eureka Springs are upholding a city council passed anti-discrimination ordinance.
4,579.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Against 231.
Last night, Shannon Hicks, campaign coordinator for supporters of Ordinance 2223, received the final numbers from the Carroll County Courthouse in Berryville and relayed those numbers to a packed campaign headquarters audience in Eureka Springs. The election ended a months-long process that began when the city council passed the ordinance in February. It amends the city code to protect residents from discrimination based on 14 different factors, including gender identity and gender expression. Opponents of the ordinance collected enough signatures to force yesterday's election. Just over 800 people voted early or voted yesterday. That's a slight increase over the number of voters in the town for the midterm elections last year. And more than 70% of those who voted, voted to keep the ordinance. Mayor Robert Butch Berry says the overwhelming support confirms what many 2223 supporters thought about their city.
Well, I think it means that, you know, we're pretty well open for everybody. You know, we're accepting and we believe in not discriminating and not judging people.
Shannon Hicks, the campaign coordinator for Keeping 2223, expressed early evening optimism the measure would be upheld as supporters began arriving at the headquarters just after the polls closed. After the final results were known, despite that early confidence, Hicks found it initially difficult to discuss the decision.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless.
Seconds later, he did begin to analyze what worked for the campaign in the town of 2000, a local campaign, he says, run by local people.
Friends and neighbors pulling together in something that they passionately believed in, and they stuck together on it, and that's what won.
The ordinance and the ensuing campaigns to keep or reject it received statewide and national attention, including a piece on the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC earlier this week. That was much discussed by locals last night. Shannon Hicks says he was aware people from beyond Eureka Springs and Carroll County were watching, and he thinks the results will be good for Eureka, extending past city limits.
We've had tourists come in and out of this office asking about the ordinance and saying, well, that's one of the reasons why we come here is because we feel welcome, you know. Equality is one of the reasons why we come here. And that was straight, LGBT, I mean, everyone. And, you know, I believe that that tourism is just going to explode.
Last night's election returns are the latest in an unrolling of similar ordinances discussed or enacted across Arkansas. Little Rock and Hot Springs City Councils have given the thumbs up to similar anti-discrimination measures, while Jonesboro City Council decided not to bring a similar ordinance up for formal discussion. And last year, the Fayetteville City Council approved their own version, but city voters rejected it by about a 500-vote margin later. Jamie Brandt, owner of the Christian-themed store and T-shirt design company Twice Born in Eureka Springs, was among the people celebrating last night's vote. He says he thinks Eureka Springs will be an example now for other communities.
When you get to a town like Eureka Springs, there's bravery here. It represents a lot of the rest of the nation, where people have been brave on the West Coast and the East Coast and the North.
But the future of the ordinance's legality remains in doubt because legislation passed by the State House and Senate this winter forbids cities from enacting anti-discrimination protection for categories not already specifically mentioned in existing state statutes. Sexual identity and gender identification are not mentioned in state protection measures. Supporters of the legislation say the state's 75 counties and 500 cities should have uniform anti-discrimination laws to make it easier for businesses to navigate across boundaries. Butch Berry, the mayor of Eureka Springs, says he's not sure how cities like his and the state law that takes effect in July will eventually mesh.
I really have no idea what's going to happen. The main thing, and the reason we passed this ordinance, was to give everybody the same rights to housing and to jobs. When the state law becomes effective, at least they'll be able to use Eureka Springs ordinance as a basis for appeals to a higher court. And ultimately, it's going to go to a higher court.
And the conversation about civil rights will continue. Reporting from Fayetteville, I'm Kyle Kellums.